This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are officially the Democratic nominees for president and vice president after an unprecedented all-virtual four-day convention. So what did we learn about the candidates? And how is this party rallying voters in the middle of a pandemic? Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
WNBA playoff games and some Major League Baseball games for tonight have also been called off, and late word that the NHL is also pausing its Stanley Cup playoffs for two nights. These player boycotts are arguably the strongest stand yet that any professional athletes have taken on any social issue. Ray Allen played 18 seasons in the NBA, including for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's a 10-time All-Star and a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. Ray Allen, thanks so much for joining us on the NewsHour. I know you talk to players, you talk to current players. What was it about this moment that made it a breaking point, that made it brought them to the point where they said, we're just not going to play?
Well, I don't think this moment was any different than anything that has happened, you know, over the last couple of years. We've finally had enough, and we've seen events unfold in front of our eyes just as recently as a couple of months ago, and enough is enough. Like, what more do we have to say? What more do we have to do? And, you know, when you're sitting in an arena and you're thinking about playing basketball, you have to ask yourself, what's really important here? The basketball actually is the distraction. At the same token, it's time for us to use this podium, this mantle to use our voices. You know, we're more than just basketball players.
You talk about using your voice. I mean, this started with one player, by all accounts, George Hill, going into the Bucks locker room and saying, why are we playing this game? And it brought the sort of the multi-billion dollar NBA to a grinding halt. What's the next step? This has shown the leverage the players have over the owners and over this sport. What is the next step? What would you like to see the players use this leverage now with the owners?
Well, I'll remind you about a couple of years ago with Donald Sterling, with the comments that he made about the athletes in the NBA, and the voices that we had and the things that we said. We voiced our displeasure. You know, we tried to protest as much as we could, and even then we didn't understand what our voice was. We turned our shirts over backwards. We voiced our displeasure as much as we could. Now we've taken a step further because we understand the power that we possess. I do believe that it's going to take the ownership, you know, these teams to step up and join their voices in this fight. It can't just be the players. Everybody should be outraged.
I mean, these owners have a lot of power in the team cities. I mean, they get cities where the streets are filled with potholes, where the schools are falling apart, to give them tax breaks and build them arenas so they don't leave. So what would you like the owners to do to sort of help this cause, to move this cause forward?
Well, first and foremost, when we say Black Lives Matter, it's enough. It's not enough to be able to say Black Lives Matter and to post a black square on your social media. We need to start seeing funds, you know, pushed into the inner cities, you know, black and brown, the underprivileged, the young people into school systems. We need to see money put into programs where we see our young people being taken care of. Because if you go across every sports league, you see so many players that have foundations where they try to do as much as they can to give back, because there are communities where they are forgotten. And it's time to start thinking about these people that have been left behind, and we're the ones that are pushing our voices now, because the inner cities need a hand up, you know, and it's up to us to use our voices to make sure that we let our owners know that we need to do more inside of these communities, and we need to make sure that we give them greater opportunities than they had before.
your former Miami Heat teammate and close friend on and off the court, LeBron James, has certainly been a leading voice in this. He's mobilizing a big get-out-the-vote effort for this fall, arranged to have Dodger Stadium used as a voting place. Have you talked to him about this and about his growing political activism this year?
Yeah, we've exchanged messages, and, you know, I just wanted him to know every time that I talk to him that just because I'm not on the court with you, I have your back. I support you. We stand with you. You know, this is the issue not only for the NBA, it's an issue for all sports. It's an issue for all people. So it's going to take every league to join together and say, we need to speak out together as a group and not just look at one person. Everybody has to create a swarm of voices and mobilize. And for LeBron, he has the power. You know, it reminds me of, you know, Ali back in 66 when he was arrested for not going to war. He was the most hated man in America at the time. And now he's the greatest of all time, and people love him. And a lot of people forget, you know, what he went through. He lost 4 years of boxing, you know, a la Colin Kaepernick. And so now it's the time to say, I get it. We're professional athletes and we want to play basketball. But right now, we have more pressing issues and we need to use our voice and we have to press these issues and make sure there is change that happens.
Well, it feels like a very big moment in sports and for society and for America. Ray Allen, NBA All-Star, NBA Hall of Famer. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.